Ksuvas Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksuvas Bavli, Daf Pei Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Tesamad Beis at the Mishnah. Hinichle Achiv Mois, Ilakach Behem Kalka, Bero Ichal Peiris, Peiris Atlushim, Min HaKalka, Ilakach Behem Kalka, Bero Ichal Peiris. If his brother left money, it's used to buy land, and the Yavam eats the Peiris. If he left detached Peiris, it's used to buy land, and the Yavam eats the Peiris. Peiris and Mechubam and Bekalka, Amav Meir, Shaman Oysan, Kamehen Yofin, Bepeiris, Kamehen Yofin, Bele Peiris, Vemoisa Yilakach Behem Kalka, Vemoichel Peiris. But Meir says, we evaluate how much the land is worth with Peiris and how much is worth without Peiris. The excess, he buys land for her for this amount, and the Yavam eats the Peiris. Vechachomai Mem Peiris and Mechubam Lekalka, Shaloi, Vatlushim and Akalka, Kolakoidim Zocha. Vechom say that attached produce belongs to the Yavam, detached produce or money belongs to whoever takes it. Kadam hu zocha kadmehi yilakach behem karka v'hu eichel peiris. If the Yavam takes it, he keeps it. If the Yavama takes it, it's used to buy land and he eats the peiris. Kansa hawi ke ishtoi lechol dava or vajate k'sivasa al nichse ba'ala ha'reshoin. If he does yibum, then she is like his wife in all respects, except that her k'suba is against her first husband's property. And the Gemara says, "V'yavo b'shem of Yochanan, l'chein sviche b'mefkadim etzlay shlo'i taima ha'il ba'ani hu ayoyresh shelihein." The Gemara says, from V'yavo, quoting of Yochanan, surely money that the brother left is mushubad for the ksuba. Our Mishnah needed to teach about coins that were deposited with the Yavam. He cannot say, since I am the heir, they're mine. V'yavo b'shem of Yochanan, leithkan shlo'i ela lahedemila shem kadam ha'yoyresh etapas emotzim miyadei. V'yavo, quoting of Yochanan, said that the Chachamim do not mean that that attached produce is his, it's mushubad for the ksuba. Rather, for this matter, it's his that if the heir preempted and seized, we don't take it from him. After Bal Choyv Kain, the Gemara asks, is it so even for a creditor? If he seized what was mushubad for the ksuba, we don't take it from him? Lekain Tani Yerusha Bal Choyv Chikodam Echad Mehem Betofas Metzien Miyadi. We answer from a brisa that an heir or a creditor, if one of them preempted and seized what was destined for the other, we take it from him. Amr be'acha bar ula nishmeni min ador hikdish tishim mona v'hayo choyvoy meya mona moisef oy dina ufoy dina chosim halalu. And we reject that with a different answer from Rabbi Acha that we learn from the following Mishnah. If one was makdish 90 mona and he owed 100 mona, he adds, borrows another dina and redeems the property and the creditor collects it. A dinner is not precise, rather it's any amount, lest it look like hekdesh goes out to chulin without pidgin. Rabbi Yochanan says that full me'ila applies to the hekdesh before pidgin. The kasha, im me'ilin ba me'ila gemura, yehe nifte b'shove. Im me'ilin nifte b'shove, lo yimalu boi me'ila gemura. If full me'ila applies, it should be redeemed for its value. If it need not be redeemed for its value, then full me'ila should not apply. The Gemara asks, what's the case? If it's attached to the ground, this cannot be because it's a me'ila in land. Rather, it must be that it's talking about kama, which is attached standing crops. The answer being that this is full me'ila, since if the gizbar, which is the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash, transgressed and seized it, we don't take it from him. Hu gizbar hu yoresh, ma gizbar ova ha gizbar v'tafas ein motzi miyadoi, af yoresh ova yoresh v'tafas ein motzi miyadoi. And the answer really is that a gizbar, which meaning hekdush, is like an heir, just like a gizbar, if the gizbar transgressed and seized, we don't take it from him. Also an heir, if an heir transgressed and seized it, we don't take it from him. Rav Shmuel Rav Yavo b'shem Rav Yochanan af b'shor kain. Rav Shmuel quoting Rav Yochanan rejects that and says, no, the Mishnah of redeeming hekdush need not be discussing kama. The same applies to an ox. Islach meima shor kalka. And the Gemara rejects that and says, no, the Mishnah discusses stam property, which includes land. Can you say that an ox is land? Rav Tanchum b'amari b'shem Rav Yosi shor asoi seheke hekdush shehizel. Rav Tanchum b'amari quoting Rav Yosi said that they made an ox like hekdush that was disgraced. Perhaps seizing doesn't help. They said that me'ila applies to an ox because kedushas aguf applies to it. Therefore, you have to bring a proof from kama which has only kedushas damim. Hachad amar moitzim miyadei v'hachad amar ein moitzim miyadei. The Gemara asks that here the brisa, in the brisa you say that we take from him, and in the Mishnah you say that we do not take from him. Lefi she'ir asa koicha shel isha Shleitehe Ksubasa Ela Al Nichse Balo Hayu Arishoin Yafisa Koicha Kadavaze Shim Kadam Hayerish Utafas Mitzim Miyale. The answer is the Baisu refers to our Mishnah because we weakened a woman's, I mean, a Yuvama's right that her Ksuba is only against collected, means only collected from her husband's property. We strengthened her rights in this matter that if the heir preempts and sees, we take it from him. But Tani Kane, Elanai Fukatsois Sikanim Venarim Mitzim Miyale. We have a support from a vice. If trees were cut, whether old or young, we take from their hands, just like detached payrus. It's used to buy land, which is mishubodim to a ksuba, and the yavam eats the payrus. And we come now to the next Mishnah. The yoimala hawi ksubaseich munachas leich ala shulchan ala shizekol nuchasav achroim le ksuba. The yavam may not tell her your ksuba is on the table, meaning if he is a money changer who has coins on the table, rather there's a lien on all his property to pay the ksuba. If the Yavam divorces her, she collects only a ksuba. If he remarries her, she's like any other woman and has only her original ksuba. The Gemara says, Ketzad hu oiseh, and we're quoting from a Tosefta, what should a Yavam do in order to sell property that he inherited from his brother? Koines magarish machze behi sheveres la ksubasa. The answer is he does Yivam, divorces her, and remarries her, and she writes a receipt for her ksuba. Am Rabbi Yosef lesadim hi masnisa, oi sheveres loi ksubasa. Rabbi Yosef says this tosefta means one or the other. Either he does Yivam, divorces her, and remarries her, or she writes a receipt for her ksuba, either enables selling the property. Zeh Rabbi Shem of Hamnuna, kansa v'girusha v'hervira im chidish la ksuba, ksubasa al nechasov, v'im lav ksubasa, Al Nichse Bala Rishon. They were quoting Rav Nuna said that if he did Yibum, divorced her, and remarried her, if he wrote a new Ksuba for her, its lien is against his property. If not, her Ksuba's lien is against the property of her first husband. This is unlike Rav Yossi, who says that when he remarries her, her Ksuba is against the Yavam's property. Rav Yossi Bari Brun B'Shem Rav Chista, Masnisa Amakein, Hamagarish Yisaisha, Echzira, Amnas Ksubasa, Arishona Echzira. Rabbi Yosef Rabun, quoting Rav Chista, asked, what is Rabbi Zeira's Chiddush? A Mishnah teaches this way. If one divorced his wife and remarried her, he remarried on condition that a ksuba is a first ksuba. So if Dava Aji Yichnois V'Garish V'Yachzeir, the Gemara asked, is it necessary to do Yibam, divorce her and remarry her? It suffices to make a new ksuba when he does Yibam. The Rava Asa Meimalach Afilu Konsa V'Girusha V'Yachzeira Im Chiddush La Ksuba Ksubasa al nechasa v'imlav ksubasa al nechse ba'ala rishon. The answer is, this teaches a chiddush, even if he did Yibam, divorced her and remarried her, only if he made a new ksuba, it is against his property. If not, her ksuba is against her father's, her first husband's property. Rabbi Zeira b'shem v'hamnuna arusa shemesa eina ksuba shalahutra l'nase l'shuk. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rav Hamnuna, said that if an arusa died, she has no ksuba because she wasn't permitted to marry a stranger. Shleitayim yase kemi shigirish v'yeh laksuba v'zom kein sarach meima ein laksuba. Don't say that he's like one who divorced and she has a ksuba, therefore he needs to say that she has no ksuba. Purushayna haisa menachas ksubasa etza labisea v'haisa kala be'inav l'garusha. Initially, she would leave her ksuba, means the 100 ziz, in her father's house. It was light in her husband's eyes to divorce her because the money was anyway out of his hands. V'chazav v'eskinu shetehei ksubasa etzal ba'ala afabi kein haifa kala ve'inav l'garusha. They were attracted and enacted that the ksuba be with him, the husband. Even so, it was light in his eyes to divorce her. V'chazav v'eskinu shei adam leikech b'ksubas isha ishtoi koisis v'ka'ois v'tamchuyim. They were attracted and enacted a man take for his wife ksuba, cups, bowls, and plates that he needs, so that if he will divorce her, he would lack the essential kainim. Ada taninan la yemala, hawi ksubasich munachas ala shulchan, elakon achasav achroim la ksubasa. And we support it from our Mishnah, he may not tell her, your ksuba is on the table, cups, bowls, and plates, rather they made another enactment that there is a lien on all of his property for her ksuba. Chazu v'eskinu she adam noise v'noisem k'subas ishtoi she v'etach she adam noise v'noisem k'subas ishtoi v'hu ma'avdo hi kasha v'einav l'garusha. they've attracted and acted that a man do business with his wife's ksuma, so since he does business with it, he loses it. He loses merchandise if he divorces her, and it's difficult in his eyes to divorce her. V'hu hifkin Shimon ben Shetach shlisha dvarim shiyeh adam neisav neisav meksubas ishtay v'shu atinekis holchin v'beis hasefer v'hu hifkin tuma v'klei v'chuchis. Shimon ben Shetach enacted three matters. A man does business with his wife's ksuba. Children go to school, and he enacted tuma for glass kelim. Lekein amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Avuna b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, Yosef ben Yehuda, Ish Shreida, Yosef ben Yechonon, Ish Roshanayim, Gozu tuma al Eretz Amim, al Klei Zechuchis. Ask the Gemara, didn't Rabbi Zeira quote Rabbi Avuna, quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, say that Yosef ben Yehuda, Ish Shreida, and Yosef ben Yechonon, Ish Roshanayim were the ones that decreed tuma on chutz la'aretz and glass kelim? Rabbi Yosef amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Altavi, Rabbi Yona amar Yehuda b'Altavi, Rishimon and Shatach, Gozu al Flematrus, the Hill of Shammai, Gozu al Taras, Yodayim. Yehuda says that Yehuda Bartavi decreed, and Yehuda says that Yehuda Bartavi and Shem ben Shetach decreed about metal kalim that were broken and thick, so they returned to the original tumah, lest people say that through tefillah they become tall the same day. And Hill and Shammai decreed about Taras Yodayim, which means that some hands, even if you have no idea if they are tall or tummy, are considered tummy. From Yosef Rebun, B'Shem Rebelevi, Kach Haisa, Halacha B'Yadam, Shachur, Ba'omdu Hashniim, Be'eskimu, Abdas Hoshainim. Now, it says of Yosef Rebun, quoting Rebelevi, said that they had a tradition for this halacha in their hand and they forgot it. And the latter stood and had the same intent as the first and made the same decree. Alamdacha called Dava Shebastin, Nitzim Esnafsha Malahov, Soif Shu Miskayim B'Yadam, Kamashinem Malamoshe B'Zilei. This teaches that anything for which Beis Din is Moisa Nefesh, they make special effort, at the end it is fulfilled. Va'asya keman de amar de rimana ki lai de reikhu mikem, yihu chayichem v'im reikhu mikem, lama shein atem yigeim boi. This is like Rava who said, the Pasuk in Zorim Perek Lamadat, Beis Pasuk Mem Zayin says, it's not an empty matter from you, meaning if Torah is empty from you, one of the reasons is because you do not exert in it. It is your life. When is it your life? When it's when you exert in it.